AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's the Democrats who are to blame for inflation. The Labor Department says over the past year, inflation jumped at the highest rate in 40 years.
If you haven't personally gotten a pay raise of 8% or more in the last year, then Democrats' policies have given you a pay cut.
Shortages of supplies and workers, heavy doses of federal aid, ultra-low interest rates, and robust consumer spending combined to send inflation leaping in the past year. And there are few signs it will slow significantly anytime soon. Nathan Shen says it's going to take some time to process this. The American won a gold medal in Beijing in figure skating.
Truly, I never imagined I'd be able to make it this far in my career and be able to go to two Olympics, and then, of course, having the opportunity that I had today.
It was a big day for the U.S. today. Three gold medals. Chloe Kim nailed all five jumps on her first run through the Secret Garden Olympic halfpipe, enough for her to easily defend her Olympic title. The U.S. ski team said two-time Olympic gold medalist Michaela Schifrin will compete in the Super G tomorrow. Schifrin failed to finish both the giant slalom and slalom. NATO's Jens Stoltenberg says there aren't any signs tensions are easing with Russia.
The number of Russian forces is going up. The warning time for a possible attack is going down. NATO is not a threat to Russia, but we must be prepared for the worst.
Russian forces held sweeping maneuvers north of Ukraine and Belarus. Vladimir Putin said Russia is continuing a series of talks with the U.S. and its allies. The CDC is proposing changing and, in some instances, softening guidelines for doctors prescribing oxycodone and other opioid painkillers. The previous guidance, issued 6 years ago, helped slow the kind of prescribing that ignited the worst overdose epidemic in U.S. history. This is AP News. Chris Young leads the way with nominations for the Academy of Country Music Awards. Here's the AP's Margie Zaralletta. I've got some
Famous. Chris Young earned three of his seven nominations for his collaboration with Kane Brown on Famous Friends. Miranda Lambert and Walker Hayes each have five nominations. I wish I was in his arms. Lambert, Jack Ingram, and John Randall are up for Album of the Year for the Marfa tapes. They're up against Young, Carly Pearce, Thomas Rhett, and Morgan Wallen, who was removed from last year's ballot after a video surfaced of him using a racial slur. Entertainer of the Year nominees are Luke Combs, Eric Church, Chris Stapleton, Carrie Underwood, and Lambert. The ACMs will be March 7th in Las Vegas. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says spring training remains on hold because of a management lockout, and his goal is to reach a labor contract that allows opening day as scheduled March 31st. Talks continue Saturday. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.